Hi, good morning. My name is Catherine, and wow, I am a grateful, raging, anorexic, bulimic, and compulsive overeater, undereater in recovery. Whatever you've done with food, I've probably done it too. And if I didn't do it, I would have done it if I thought of it, or there's still time because, recovery is ongoing. And although I'm abstinent now, it's one day at a time. I've never been to an in-person meeting. As I came into this program at the beginning of the pandemic, when my eating disorder was more acute than ever. And I will say, like, my history is mostly undereating, anorexia, and then binging on healthy foods and purging up to 13 times a day. But when the pandemic hit, my eating disorder manifested in a completely different way. I couldn't stop eating junk food. I was going to drive-throughs in Brooklyn one after the other. And my whole family was home. My husband was no longer traveling for work. My kids were home from school. And I couldn't handle the change. And so I have an eating disorder. That's the real thing. Forget what was going on in my personal life. But I was going from drive-through to drive-through eating, and like I said, binging up to 13 times a day. So I want to start out by saying, if you're new, struggling, or just coming back, welcome. I hope you feel as welcome at this OA meeting as I did at my first OA meeting, which was less than 3 years ago. And I always want to give a shout out to those people doing service at this meeting. And service is varied and expansive. Being a sponsor is being of service, leading a meeting is being service. But also, in my mind, if you're here at this meeting, you're doing service because you're letting me and everyone else know that we're not alone in this really, really debilitating disease. Whether your screen's on or off, whether you share or you don't share, you're here and welcome. And today I'm charged with speaking on the promises. This is a promises meeting, so I'm not going to go into my personal story, thank goodness, because I'm so sick of hearing myself. I've only been in program 3 years, but my story, I just want to like choke myself when I talk about it. But the promises. Deep breath. It's early. My understanding is that the promises offer us help to get through those tougher times and give us hope and inspiration for what's to come when we're stuck in the throes of this disease, which I so clearly was, and continue to be. The disease never goes away. I have an eating disorder and I live in recovery, and that's a blessing. But the disease is, I have an eating disorder and I can choose to live in it or with it. And living in it means I'm doing the binging, the purging, and the starving. Living with it means I'm going to meetings, looking at you guys, connecting, making the calls, and doing the work. Regarding the promises, I have to say that coming into program, I absolutely love the promises. The idea of a new freedom and a new happiness sounded great. Not regretting my past, and trust me, my past is very, my past is interesting. And not regretting my past, knowing peace, fear of people and of economic security would be lifted. I was like, yes, I want these promises. But what I didn't realize, or what I didn't want to realize, was that the promises come as a result of working the 12 steps. They don't suddenly appear, after I lose 10 pounds, or I give up sugar for 3 days, or I don't weigh myself for a day or a week, or that I don't exercise compulsively, because I did that too. The promises, they materialize if we work for them. Make no mistake, I wanted and I continue to want all the promises, but I don't want to do the work then or now. I don't like work. I want everything always. But I don't like doing the work. I like the gifts. I like the results, but I want like a, I want to like take a side route to get there always. That's my DNA. Like if the path is like, go forward and this is going to happen. I'm like, but what if I go left, you know, fake right, go left and take a side track. Can I get everything then quicker? But it doesn't work that way. We have to do the work. And the basic premise, what I've learned in my experience, the basic premise is if we turn our will and our life over to a higher power of our understanding, that things will begin to change. Not only do we get to enjoy what I said, like a new freedom and a new happiness, but we will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace, among so many of the other varied promises. And, you know, what I want, when I was thinking about talking today, and thank you for asking me, it's an honor always to speak at an OA meeting, but particularly to speak on the promises. But what I wanted to highlight today was that the last promise of the big book came true for me 875 days ago when God did for me what I could never do for myself, which was to go one full day without hurting myself with compulsive food behaviors. I never dreamed or believed that was possible since I was probably the age of 13. Every day there was some sort of addictive compulsive behavior around food in my body. And honestly, I still can't believe it. It's a miracle. And I don't live in fear of relapse at all, but I'm not overly confident that you know, recovery is a new way of life. You know, I want the promises. The promises, many of them have materialized for me, but they require work and the work is daily. You know, and I want to, you know, I truly believe that the promises are here to remind us that there's a way out. And we're all here today because we've been offered a way out. And I know that this way out, I could have never found alone. So I thank each and every one of you for my recovery, 100%. And, you know, whether it's your first day here or I've seen you at these meetings or we're good friends and we talk on the phone, we're all in this together. And when I came in and I heard together we get better, I thought it sounded really corny, but it is absolutely true. And it's at the core foundation of my recovery and most likely yours too. But to be amazed by these promises, you know, I had to be painstaking. And for me, painstaking, like I looked it up in the dictionary once, you know, what does painstaking mean? And, you know, I didn't really get a solid answer, but, you know, given thought for me, painstaking means that I don't give up. If I stumble, trip or fall, like last night, I didn't really have the cleanest night of eating. I can do better, but if I stumble, trip or fall, what do? I need to use my tools. I need to show up at a meeting. I need to be of service. I need to maybe pick up a phone and call one of you instead of looking in my walk-in pantry for answers, looking at my scale for self-worth or validation, or opening the refrigerator and expecting, like, you know, good things to make me feel better, or just feel better. You know, I ask for help instead of pretending that I have a perfect life, and that I don't experience pain and that I can do this alone. And, you know, I talked a little bit about the work for the promises, and the work can be uncomfortable and it can be really hard. You know, I'm a bulimic, a raging bulimic. And, you know, if I'm in recovery, I can't eat and throw up anymore. I'm an anorexic and I can't restrict food. And I'm a compulsive overeater. I can't use food when I'm anxious. I can't use food to quell my every emotion. I can't use food because my mother-in-law is coming to town or my 13-year-old is annoying. And this all sounded pretty tragic when I first came in, the idea of like putting down the food, putting down the behaviors. But, you know, we're here to talk about the promises. And as the promises suggest, you know, we'll be amazed before we're halfway through. And I absolutely was. For me, so many of the promises did materialize early on. And I have to say, I've been the lucky, fortunate beneficiary of almost every promise materializing. And I haven't been in program that long. I've only been in program less than 3 years. But I want to, when thinking about talking today, I want to talk about and highlight my favorite promise of OA. And that's one that's not really addressed that much because it's not listed, you know, when we read the promises. But my favorite promises is that of permanent recovery. And I never knew that this was a promise until recently when reading step 10 in the OA 12 and 12. And one aspect of this program of recovery is that, you know, we can have permanent recovery. And to me, that sounded like an oxymoron, like permanent recovery, like that can't happen. But, you know, coming up on 30 plus months in program and slightly, ever so slightly behind that in abstinence, I've been in a bit of a rut lately. And I've been wondering, like, is this really it? Like, I have to keep going to meetings. I have to keep calling people. Like, I don't want to sponsor anybody. And funny enough, well, not funny enough, but like, I've been thinking, like, isn't there an easier, softer way? Like, can I just have all of this, like the binging and the purging and all that stuff and like a new freedom and the new happiness? Can I still have that and just not do the work? But I have to do the work. It comes back to doing the work. And then I'm an extremist. Like, I'm like, is there an easier, softer way? And then I also think, like, isn't there like a master's program? Like, I want to be the best at this. Like, you know, how do I do this better? Like, how can I be, you know, like, what more can I do? Like, you know, I've done service. I've done this. I've done that. Like, what's next? And that brings me back to my, you know, my core. Like, I'm an extremist. Like, I'm either like the best or the worst. I want it all or I want to do nothing. And with that, you know, program has helped me to right size. And, you know, when I ask myself the question, do I have to keep doing this work? The answer is a hard yes. And I've tried like slipping down the slippery slope of like, well, I'll just do a little bit of work. And in no time at all, I'm back to thinking about food. And when I'm doing the work, I have food neutrality. That's how the bottom line. So after years of pursuing, you know, short-term solutions for my long-term problem with food and with everything in life, I'm committed to doing the work. I'm going to be a lifer in this program. I came in, like I said, less than 3 years ago, but I'm never leaving. Like that, I can commit to. You know, when I think about what I just said about like the idea of permanent recovery, my understanding is that repetition, I've read and I've been told, is the only form of permanence. So what does that mean with regard to recovery? It means that I'm going to have to repeat day after day the very actions that brought me this healing in the first place, the very things that have resulted in peace and emotional balance and in serenity and surprise, a healthy body weight. Because I've lived for 35 years in a very unhealthy body. So, you know, simply stated, I need to continue to work in the steps, going to meetings, raising my hand, being of service, all the stuff that we read about when we talk about the tools of this program. And if I ever need inspiration for doing the work, all I have to do is think back to 30 months ago and what life was like before OA, when I was like on a first name basis with every drive-through in Brooklyn, when I was binging and purging, you know, all day, every day. And when I was of no use to my kids, my husband, my friends, and my family, you know, I was violently purging everything I ate. And I was thinking about my body and myself all day, every day, and exercising or net exercising. And if I narrow all that down, it just, the bottom line is pain and misery. And I didn't believe there was a way out. And so for me, that's where the promises come in. You know, the promises are here to remind me, to remind us that there's a way out. We're all here today because we've been offered a way out. And this way out, I could never have found alone. So once again, I thank each and every one of you for my recovery. And my recovery is by far the most precious gift I will ever receive. And the only way I can keep it, I've been told, I've read, and I know, is by giving it away. And so that's like when I'm asked to speak at a 5 a.m. morning meeting, my answer is yes. when a newcomer says, can I call you? Can we, you know, can I share my food with you? Can you temporarily sponsor me? Can you sponsor? The answer is yes. You know, I'm learning to focus, and it's an ongoing learning process for me. I'm a slow learner. I'm not, you know, a bright light apparently, but I'm learning to focus on the bigger picture and not just my personal struggles. You know, they, in the self-seeking will slip away. And I'm learning to see that there are others who are also struggling and can use help. And I really truly want to help. I don't want to help because, it's not transactional anymore. And that is definitely a promise materializing for me, the self-seeking slipping away. Cause, I don't want to help because I'm in fear of losing my abstinence. I don't want to help because I want to gain something. I want to help because I know the intense pain and the perils of this disease and the related struggles. And if there's anything at all I can ever do to help someone else climb the ladder out from the misery, 100% I'm in. Count me in. My hand is raised. Because I'm guessing if you're here at this meeting, you know those perils. You know the dangers of this disease and you know the associated pain that comes with it. This program has saved my life. And it's an absolute pleasure to extend the hand of OA to anyone looking for help, staying after a meeting, answering questions for newcomers. You know, the things that we can do, you know, reaching out, the things we can do, even just, like I said, showing up at a meeting, screen on, screen off, whether you participate or you don't, you're letting me and everyone else know, more importantly, the newcomer know that we're here, we get it, you know? You know, I also, when I think about the promises, can I just do a time check to be quick? I mean, just to check in.
You're at 17.
Oh, good. Perfect. Good. I thought I was talking for a long time here. You know, when it says the promises will always materialize, like I didn't really believe that, but a really important part for me with recovery is to know that, you know, and that's where steps 10, 11, and 12 come in. Recovery is lifelong and it's continuous. Like you don't like run to the finish line and you get all the promises. It says the promises will materialize if we work for them, but the work is continuous. Like we just got to keep doing it. And I have found in my short time in this program, and I hate the idea of peeling back the onion. You hear it all the time. I'm like, oh God, peeling back the onion. But it's true. Like when I first came in, my sponsor told me to focus on what was most harmful to me. Like what's going to kill you first? The bulimia, the anorexia. So start like working on those. But once the eating disorder was, you know, once that was in check, so to speak, other things started to, like, I stopped drinking diet soda. I stopped being, you know, abusive, you know, when, thank you. When I felt attacked by someone, I didn't feel like I had to like show someone how smart I was or how great I was. And, you know, the things with the eating disorder, like I used to weigh myself every day. I haven't weighed myself in almost a year. That's a miracle. I used to drink, you know, a 12 pack of diet sodas, like those things started to drop off. And it wasn't like, I need to give this up. Like, so when I think about the promises materializing when we work for them, my addictive behaviors around my eating disorder, the same way the promises materialize with work, those things started to like unveil or disintegrate. Both unveil. I became self-aware of things that were harmful to me, the lesser harmful things. So I guess I want to wrap up with, together we get better. The promises will certainly materialize, you know, if we work for them, but most importantly, we need to trust the timing of recovery, and recovery is lifelong. And there is no finish line. And we need to trust in our higher power. You know, step 3, turn your will and your life over to your higher power. And the beauty of this program is they don't tell us what our higher power has to be. We get to figure that out on our own. And I am really, really grateful for all of you, for locking arms with you and for trusting in a program, because I don't trust anything. And you guys have taught me and continue to teach me that together we get better. And once again, if you're new, struggling, or just coming back, and if all you can do is just listen at this meeting, please know I understand. I'm sure many of us understand. And together we get better. Thanks for listening.